We're going to continue with today's MAC football coaches media conference call, and we're going to be heading out to Bowling Green to be joined by Falcons head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons.
I thought we took some steps back as a football team. We didn't match the intensity, the emotion, the will, the competitiveness that we did the week prior. We did not play good defense, and on offense, we did not run the football and had major opportunities to make explosion plays and didn't. And the difference was the following week, we were emotionally sound. We were super competitive. Our intensity and our emotion was through the roof, and we made plays on offense and played really good defense. So we took a step back, in my opinion.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Early in that contest, you were down 7-0. You got the key defensive play with that 100-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown and looked to kind of have that hopeful spark back in your squad early on.
We did. That was a big play. And the turning point in the football game came in the second half when we scored on our first possession to cut it to 21-14. They went back down and scored on their next possession and made it 28-14. We drove down, had a huge explosion play to potentially cut it to 7, and we just didn't make the play. So those three series in the first or the second half were the tail of the game. That's whenever it got out of hand after that. But if we make that play and you cut it back to 7, who knows where you're going to go.
Offensively as well, kind of the struggles with turning the ball over, obviously that's a recipe for disaster. But overall, just talk about the performance by Grant Loy in leading your offense.
Yeah, he struggled on Saturday. He did not play to the potential and his capability, there's no question about it. There was a lot of things around him that was out of his control, though. But we watched the tape, and Grant will improve and learn from his mistakes this past weekend.
What is your message to your Falcons this week?
We got to go back and try to match the intensity and the formula that we had in the Toledo game. We got a great understanding of what it's exactly supposed to look like and how you have to do your business throughout the week and also on Saturday. And then this week, this previous week that we just had, we got to realize every single thing that, of how you do lose a game. We turned the ball over. We didn't stop the run. We had explosion play after explosion play given up. And then on offense, we didn't run the football consistently, and we probably missed anywhere between 8 and 10 explosion plays that we left on the field. So it was as painful as it is right now, they really got to see what one side looks like, how it's supposed to look, and how it's not supposed to look.
As you transition and look ahead to this week with a road game at Western Michigan, when looking at film of the Broncos, talk about some of the challenges that present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think they're hands down one of the best teams in the conference. I think Tim has done a great job recruiting over there. You can tell that their culture is right. They're fundamentally sound. They're very well coached in all three phases, and they're just like I said, they're one of the best teams in our conference, hands down.
Talk about where you are defensively with your Falcons.
We got to tackle better. We tackled really well 2 weeks ago, and we did not tackle well at all this week. The positive that came out of the game, though, is our freshman cornerback Hudson and Jordan Anderson played great, the freshman safety. So that was a very huge positive coming out of this week is how well our two young players played.
And certainly going back on the road, kind of that us against the world mentality might certainly play into this week.
No question about it. We got to come in there with a chip on our shoulder, play with great emotion, and just simply make the plays when the plays present themselves, tackle better on defense, and limit the explosion plays.
Well, Scott, we'll let you get back to your preparation for Western Michigan, and we want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks a lot.
For Scott Loeffler and the Bowling Green Falcons, in that contest again, Caleb Biggers tied the school record with that 100-yard touchdown fumble recovery in that contest. They will be at Western Michigan this coming Saturday, October 26th, that game at noon Eastern, and available on ESPN3.